This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Reaptan 5/5, 5/10, 10/5, 10/10, perindopril/amlodipine, pronounced perindopril amlodipine. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Reaptan. It does not contain all the available information about this medicine. Reading this leaflet does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you taking Reaptan against the benefits they expect it will have for you. If you have any concerns about taking this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet with the medicine. You may need to read it again. What Reaptan is? The name of your medicine is Reaptan. The medicine contains the active ingredient pyrindopril-arginine. Pyrindopril belongs to a group of medicines called angiotensin-converting enzyme, ACE inhibitors. It also contains the active ingredient amlodipine bisalate. Amlodipine belongs to a group of medicines called calcium channel blockers. Calcium channel blockers do not change the amount of calcium in your blood or bones. Reaptan has been prescribed for you by your doctor to replace the separate tablets of pyrindopril and amlodipine you were taking. One Reaptan tablet replaces separate tablets of pyrindopril and amlodipine. What Reaptan is used for? You have been prescribed Reaptan if you have high blood pressure, also known as hypertension. Why Reaptan is used for high blood pressure? Everyone has blood pressure. This pressure helps get your blood all around the body. Your blood pressure may be different at different times of the day, depending on how busy or stressed you are. You have high blood pressure when your blood pressure stays higher than is needed, even when you are calm or relaxed. There are usually no symptoms of high blood pressure. The only way of knowing that you have it is to have your blood pressure checked on a regular basis. If high blood pressure is not treated, it can lead to serious health problems. You may feel fine and have no symptoms, but eventually it can cause stroke, heart disease and kidney failure. The active ingredients in Reaptan, pyrindopril-arginine and amlodipine help lower your blood pressure. You may also have been prescribed Reaptan if you have coronary heart disease. Why Reaptan is used for coronary heart disease? Coronary heart disease is narrowing of the vessels carrying blood to the heart. In patients with coronary artery disease, Reaptan has been shown to reduce some of the risks, including heart attacks. How Reaptan works? Reaptan works by widening your blood vessels, which reduces pressure in the vessel, making it easier for your heart to pump blood around your body. This helps increase the supply of oxygen to your heart, so that when you place extra demands on your heart, such as during exercise, your heart may cope better, and you may not get short of breath as easily. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Reaptan has been prescribed for you. Reaptan is available only with a doctor's prescription. There is no evidence that Reaptan is addictive. Before you take Reaptan, there are some people who shouldn't take Reaptan. Please read the list below. If you think any of these situations apply to you, or you have any questions, please consult your doctor or pharmacist. Do not take Reaptan if you are allergic to pyrindopril, or amlodipine, or any of the other ingredients of Reaptan listed at the end of this leaflet. You have had an allergic reaction to any other ACE inhibitors, or calcium channel blockers. Symptoms of an allergic reaction to Reaptan may include skin rash, itchiness, shortness of breath, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue, muscle pain, or tenderness, or joint pain. Are pregnant, or trying to become pregnant? Reaptan may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. Are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed? Reaptan passes into breast milk, and therefore there is a possibility that the breastfed baby may be affected. Are undergoing treatments where your blood is treated outside of the body, also known as extracorporeal treatments, that may increase your risk of allergic reactions? Treatments such as renal dialysis or hemofiltration using polyacrylonitrile membranes. Low-density lipoprotein, LDL apheresis, a technique where LDL is filtered out of the blood, using dextran sulfate. You are treated with a blood pressure-lowering medicine containing aliskiren and have diabetes or impaired kidney function. You're being treated with sacubitril/valsartan, a medicine for heart failure as the risk of angioedema, rapid swelling under the skin in an area such as the throat is increased. See also tell your doctor straight away, and taking other medicine sections. Have renal artery stenosis, narrowing of the blood vessels to one, or both kidneys. Have aortic stenosis, narrowing of the main blood vessel leaving from the heart. Have severe hypotension, low blood pressure. Have unstable angina. Unstable angina is a pain, or uncomfortable feeling in the chest that lasts longer than a few minutes, or occurs with rest, and may not be relieved with medication. Have cardiogenic shock, which is a sudden and severe drop in blood pressure, and blood flow through the body, because the heart is not pumping normally. Have heart failure during the first 28 days after a heart attack. Heart failure means that the heart muscle cannot pump blood strongly enough to supply all the blood needed throughout the body. It does not mean that the heart stops working. Have experienced swelling of the face, tongue, lips, or throat either spontaneously or in response to another medicine in the past. This rare condition is known as angioedema. The packaging is damaged or shows sign of tampering. The expiry date, EXP, on the pack has passed. If you think any of these situations apply to you, or you have any doubts or questions about taking Reaptan, speak to your doctor or pharmacist. For older people and patients with renal impairment, Reaptan can generally be used safely by elderly people. Reduced kidney function is often found in elderly people, and in this case, the starting dose should always be 2.5 mg of pyrindopril arginine and 2.5 mg of amlodipine taken as separate tablets. For children, Reaptan is not recommended for children driving any using machines. Reaptan may affect your ability to drive or use machines. If the tablets make you feel sick, dizzy, weak, or tight, or give you a headache, do not drive or use machines and contact your doctor immediately. Tell your doctor straight away if you are pregnant or become pregnant while taking Reaptan, as it may cause serious harm to your baby. You are undergoing desensitization treatment or have had an allergic reaction during previous desensitization treatment, e.g. treatments using bee, wasp, or ant venom. You are undergoing, or you are intending to undergo, treatments where your blood is treated outside of the body, also known as extracorporeal treatments. You are to undergo anesthesia and or surgery. You have recently suffered from diarrhea or vomiting. You are on a salt-restricted diet, or use salt substitutes which contain potassium. You have an intolerance to some sugars as Reaptan contains lactose. You are taking any of the following medicines, used to treat high blood pressure: an angiotensin II receptor blocker, also known as ARBs, or sartans, for example valsartan, telmisartan, irbesartan, in particular if you have diabetes-related kidney problems, alisartan. You are treated with immunosuppressant therapy, or allopurinol, or procainamide. You have any other health problems, including kidney disease, or if you are on renal dialysis, liver disease, high or low levels of potassium, or other problems with salt balance, diabetes, heart disease, severe increase in blood pressure, or other heart problems, systemic lupus erythematosus, or scleroderma, a disease affecting the skin, joints, and kidneys, abnormally increased levels of a hormone called aldosterone in your blood, primary hyperaldosteronism. If you think any of these situations apply to you, or you have any doubts or questions about taking Reaptan, consult your doctor or pharmacist. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor if you are taking any other medicines, including medicines you buy without a prescription from a pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Taking Reaptan may change the effect of some medicines, and some medicines may affect how well Reaptan works. You may need different amounts of your medication, or to take different medicines. The medicines that may interact with Reaptan include the following: some treatments where your blood is treated outside of the body, also known as extracorporeal treatments, see also do not take Reaptan if, and tell your doctor straight away sections. Some antibiotic medicines such as erythromycin, clarithromycin and rifampicin. Some medicines used to treat fungal infections such as ketoconazole or itraconazole. Some anti-inflammatory drugs, including high-dose aspirin, ibuprofen to relieve pain, swelling, and other symptoms of inflammation, including arthritis, and gold injections to treat rheumatoid arthritis. Medicines used to treat mood swings and some types of depression, lithium, tricyclic antidepressants, antipsychotics. potassium sparing medicines, spironolactone, triamterene, amiloride, eplerenone. Sources of potassium, like potassium tablet and salt substitutes containing potassium, other drugs which can increase potassium in your body, such as heparin, a medicine used to thin blood to prevent clots. Cotrimoxazole, also known as trimethoprim/sulfamethoxazole for infections caused by bacteria. And cyclosporin, an immunosuppressant medicine used to prevent organ transplant rejection. Some medications used to treat high blood pressure, including angiotensin receptor blocker, beta blockers, alpha blockers, alisketin, see also do not take reaptanif, and tell your doctor straight away sections, or diuretics, sometimes called fluid or water tablets, because they increase the amount of urine passed each day. Vasodilators including nitrates, medicines used to treat diabetes, tablets, and insulin. Muscle relaxants such as baclofen and dantrolene. Dantrolene is also used to treat hypothermia during anesthesia. Symptoms include very high fever and muscle stiffness. Medicines used to treat epilepsy such as carbamazepine, phenobarbital, phenytoin, or primidone. St. John's wort. Medicines which lower your immune system, such as corticosteroids, cyclosporin, tacrolimus, or medicines used to treat cancer, including radiation therapy. Simvastatin, cholesterol-lowering medicine. Tetracycline, a medicine used to treat adrenal insufficiency. Medicines which may affect the blood cells, such as allopurinol, procainamide. Medicines affecting the part of the nervous system that controls the activities of the heart and blood vessels, including ephedrine, noradrenaline, or adrenaline. Alpha blockers used for the treatment of enlarged prostates such as prazosin, alfuzosin, doxazosin, tamsulosin, tirazosin. Amifostine, used to prevent or reduce side effects caused by other medicines or radiation therapy that are used to treat cancer. Corticosteroids, used to treat various conditions including severe asthma and rheumatoid arthritis. Medicines used to treat HIV infections such as indinavir, ritonavir, also called protease inhibitors apostrophe. Mammalian target of rapamycin, MTOR inhibitors used to avoid rejection of transplanted organs, e.g. temsirolimus, sirolimus, everolimus. Sacubitril/valsartan, used to treat long-term heart failure, see also do not take reaptanif, and tell your doctor straight away sections. Gliptins used to treat diabetes, e.g. linagliptin, saxagliptin, sitagliptin, vildagliptin, alogliptin. It is a good idea to remind your doctor of all other medicines you take. Your doctor or pharmacist has more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking Reaptan. How to take Reaptan. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the label, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? Your doctor will select a dose when they prescribe Reaptan for you. The usual dose is one tablet once daily. How to take it? Swallow your tablet or tablets with a glass of water. Grapefruit juice and grapefruit should not be consumed by people who are taking Reaptan. This is because grapefruit and grapefruit juice can lead to an increase in the blood levels of the active ingredient amlodipine, which can cause an unpredictable increase in the blood pressure-lowering effect of Reaptan. When to take it? Take Reaptan at about the same time each day, unless your doctor tells you otherwise. Taking your tablet at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take the tablets. Reaptan should be taken in the morning before a meal. If you forget to take it, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking it as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed. How long to take it for? Reaptan helps control your blood pressure and or treat your coronary heart disease, but does not cure it. Continue taking the tablets for as long as your doctor tells you. If you take too much, immediately telephone your doctor or the Poisons Information Center, telephone 131126. In Australia, if you think you or anyone else may have taken too much Reaptan, do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. While you are taking Reaptan, things you must do. If you become pregnant while you are taking Reaptan, tell your doctor. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Reaptan. Tell all doctors, dentists, and pharmacists involved with your treatment that you are taking Reaptan. Take Reaptan exactly as your doctor has prescribed. Otherwise, you may not get the benefits from treatment. If any of the signs below occur, then tell your doctor immediately, or go to the accident and emergency department at your nearest hospital. Swelling of your lips, face, mouth, tongue, or throat. Purple spots with occasional blisters on the front of your arms and legs and or around your neck and ears, a rare condition known as Stevens-Johnson syndrome, toxic epidermal necrolysis, 10. Severe blisters, skin rash, itching, or other allergic reactions. These side effects are extremely rare, but can become serious. If you have stopped treatment with Reaptan due to an allergic reaction, you should not start taking Reaptan again. Things you must not do. Do not give Reaptan to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use Reaptan to treat other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not stop taking Reaptan, or change the dosage, without checking with your doctor. Do not stop taking your tablets, because you are feeling better, unless advised by your doctor. Things that may help your condition. Some self-help measures suggested below may help your condition. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about these measures, and for more information. Alcohol. Your doctor may advise you to limit your alcohol intake. Diet. Eat a healthy low-fat diet which includes plenty of fresh vegetables, fruit, bread, cereals, and fish. Also eat less fat and sugar. Exercise. Regular exercise helps to reduce blood pressure and helps get the heart fitter, but it is important not to overdo it. Walking is good exercise, but try to find a route that is reasonably flat. Before starting any exercise, ask your doctor about the best kind of program for you. Salt. Your doctor may advise you to watch the amount of salt in your diet. To reduce your salt intake, you should avoid using salt in cooking or at the table. Smoking. Your doctor may advise you to stop or at least cut down smoking. Weight. Your doctor may suggest losing some weight to help lower your blood pressure and help lessen the amount of work your heart has to do. Some people may need a dietitian's help to lose weight. Side effects. Angioedema. A severe allergic reaction has been reported in patients treated with ACE inhibitors, including Reaptan. This may occur at any time during treatment. If you develop such symptoms described below, you should tell your doctor immediately, or go to the accident and emergency department at your nearest hospital. These side effects are extremely rare, but can become serious. Swelling of your extremities, limbs, hands, or feet, lips, face, mouth, tongue, or throat. Purple spots with occasional blisters on the front of your arms and legs and or around your neck and ears, a rare condition known as Stevens-Johnson syndrome. Painful red areas, developing large blisters, and peeling of layers of skin. This is accompanied by fever and chills. Red, often itchy spots, similar to the rash of measles, which starts on the limbs, and sometimes on the face and the rest of the body. Difficulty in breathing. A fast and irregular heartbeat. Talk to your doctor, or pharmacist, or nurse if you notice any of the following side effects. Some of the side effects are usually only identified after blood tests. Very common, may affect more than 1 in 10 people. Side effects can include dizziness, cough, often described as dry and irritating, shortness of breath, discomfort on exertion, edema, fluid retention, swelling of hands, ankles, or feet, joint swelling, ankle swelling. Common, may affect up to 1 in 10 people. Side effects can include chest pain, nosebleeds, headache, vertigo, pins, and needles. Changes in the rhythm or rate of the heartbeat, fast or irregular heartbeat. Feeling tired, lethargic, or weak. Feeling sleepy, somnolence, tinnitus, persistent noise in the ears, vision impairment, including double vision. Low blood pressure and related effects, flushing, impaired peripheral circulation, blood vessel inflammation, vasculitis, nausea, vomiting, taste disturbances, indigestion, diarrhea, constipation, change of bowel habits, stomach pain, or discomfort, dry mouth, muscle spasms, fatigue, rash, pruritus, itching, red raised skin rash, eczema, erectile dysfunction, drowsiness, chest tightness, dyspnea, discomfort on exertion. Uncommon, may affect up to 1 in 100 people. Side effects can include conjunctivitis, discharge with itching of the eyes and crusty eyelids, swollen runny eyes, runny, or blocked nose, sneezing, facial pressure, or pain, bleeding, or bruising more easily than normal caused by a low blood platelet count, thrombocytopenia, frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers caused by a lack of white blood cells, leukopenia, hyperglycemia, high blood sugar levels, hypoglycemia, low blood sugar levels, thirst, numbness, or weakness of the arms and legs, tremor, numbness, or reduced sense of touch, high levels in the blood of potassium, urea and/or creatinine, low sodium levels in the blood, peripheral ischemia, a condition caused by reduced blood flow to the limbs, hands and feet, orthostatic hypertension, dizziness on standing up, especially when getting up from a sitting or lying position, mood disturbance, depression, nervousness, depersonalization, sleep disturbances, difficulty sleeping, abnormal dreams, feeling sleepy or drowsy, fainting, difficulty breathing or wheezing, decreased appetite, difficulty in swallowing, flatulence or passing wind, bleeding, tender or enlarged gums, inflammation of the pancreas, pancreatitis, swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing, unusual hair loss or thinning, purpura, unusual bleeding or bruising under the skin, or purple or red-brown spots visible through the skin, excessive sweating, increased sensitivity of the skin to sun, skin rash or inflammation of the skin often including blisters that weep and become crusted, skin discoloration, hypersensitivity reactions, mainly skin reactions, in patients with allergies and asthmatic reactions, pemphigoid, a skin disease usually affecting older people, increase in some white blood cells, eosinophilia, polyuria, need to urinate during the night, passing urine more often than usual, sexual dysfunction, breast enlargement in men, fever or high temperature, kidney problems, decreased blood sugar levels, osteoarthritis, aching muscles, not caused by exercise, back pain, generally feeling unwell, falls, diplopia, eye pain, fast, slow, or irregular heartbeat, peripheral coldness, hives, or skin rash, urticaria, joint pain, malaise, pain, chills, blood urea/creatinine increase, weight gain/weight decrease, rare, may affect up to 1 in 1,000 people. Side effects can include increased appetite, confusion, agitation, apathy, lack of interest, enthusiasm, concern, loss of memory, ataxia, clumsiness, and lack of coordination, affecting balance and manner of walking, limb or eye movements and or speech, unsteadiness when walking, migraine, inability to smell, unusual muscle stiffness causing poor control of movement, muscle weakness, blurred vision, dry eyes, myocardial infarction, angina pectoris, a feeling of tightness, pressure, or heaviness in the chest, cardiac failure, disease of the heart with heart failure, symptoms include shortness of breath, swelling of the feet or legs due to fluid buildup, gastritis, inflammation of the stomach, where symptoms include pain, nausea, vomiting, vomiting blood, blood in the bowel motions, red, often itchy spots, similar to the rash of measles, which starts on the limbs, and sometimes on the face and the rest of the body, dry skin, cold and clammy skin, dermatitis, elevation of bilirubin levels in the blood, increases in liver enzymes, hepatitis, liver disease, yellowing of the skin and or eyes, also called jaundice, muscle twitching, muscular weakness, painful or difficult urination, worsening of psoriasis, acute kidney disease, problems with production or passing of urine, concentrated urine, darken color, feel or are sick, have muscle cramps, confusion and fits which may be due to inappropriate antidiuretic hormone, ADH secretion can occur with ACE inhibitors. If you have these symptoms, contact your doctor as soon as possible. Very rare, may affect up to 1 in 10,000 people. Side effects can include hallucination, cerebrovascular accident, Quixadema, Steven Johnson syndrome, eosinophilic pneumonia, illnesses resulting from a lack or destruction of red blood cells, anemia, pancytopenia, illnesses resulting from a lack of white blood cells, agranulocytosis, neutropenia, pancytopenia, severe flaking or peeling of the skin, not known, frequency cannot be estimated from the data available. Extrapyramidal syndrome, unusual movements, including trembling and shaking of the hands and fingers, rigid posture, mask-like face, slow movements of the body, shuffling unbalanced walk, and stiffness of the arms and legs. Discoloration, numbness, and pain in fingers, or toes, Raynaud's phenomenon. Consult your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse if you experience any of these, or notice anything else that is making you feel unwell. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Other uncommon side effects have been reported, and you should ask your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse if you want to know more. After taking Reaptan, storage. Keep your Reaptan tablets in the bottle until it is time to take them. Reaptan will not keep as well outside its packaging. Keep your Reaptan tablets in a cool, dry place away from light, where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Do not store medicines in a bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave them in a car or on a windowsill. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep your Reaptan tablets where children cannot reach them. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Disposal. If your doctor tells you to stop taking Reaptan, or the tablets have passed their expiry date, return any leftover tablets to your pharmacist for disposal. Product description. What it looks like. Reaptan 5/5 tablets are white and rod-shaped, engraved with 5/5 on one face and the Servier logo on the other face, supplied in a bottle of 30 tablets. Reaptan 5/10 tablets are white and square-shaped, engraved with 5/10 on one face and the Servier logo on the other face, supplied in a bottle of 30 tablets. Reaptan 10/5 tablets are white and triangular-shaped, engraved with 10/5 on one face and the Servier logo on the other face, supplied in a bottle of 30 tablets. Reaptan 10/10 tablets are white and round, engraved with 10/10 on one face and the Servier logo on the other face, supplied in a bottle of 30 tablets. 30 tablets are supplied in a white bottle containing desiccant sachets, and equipped with a white child-resistant screw-on cap. Ingredients. Each tablet of Reaptan 5/5 contains 5 mg pyrindoprilarginine and 5 mg amlodipine, and a number of inactive ingredients. Each tablet of Reaptan 5/10 contains 5 mg pyrindoprilarginine and 10 mg amlodipine, and a number of inactive ingredients. Each tablet of Reaptan 10/5 contains 10 mg pyrindoprilarginine and 5 mg amlodipine, and a number of inactive ingredients. Each tablet of Reaptan 10/10 contains 10 mg pyrindoprilarginine and 10 mg amlodipine, and a number of inactive ingredients. All tablet doses include the inactive ingredients, lactose monohydrate, microcrystalline cellulose, colloidal anhydrous silica, magnesium stearate. Reaptan is registered on the Australian Register of Therapeutic Goods. Reaptan 5/5, OSTAR 170796. Reaptan 5/10, OSTAR 170797. Reaptan 10/5, OSTAR 170798. Reaptan 10/10, OSTAR 170799. Manufacturer. Reaptan is a product discovered by Servier Research International. It is distributed in Australia by Servier Laboratories, Ost, Pty, Limited. Level 4, Building 9, 588 A Swan Street, Burnley, 3121, Victoria. Telephone 1-800-153-590. Internet www.servier.com.au. This document was last revised in July 2022.